Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we thank you, Father God. Good morning, family, family. Let us enter in this morning, hallelujah, with praise and thanksgiving. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, oh God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Father God, we come this morning, give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all our admiration. We come exalting your name above all nations. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for restoring our souls this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving right there, even while we're praying. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to be change this morning, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, do a new thing in us and for us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we need your help on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help on today. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. Yes, oh Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters, amen, and sons, amen. We come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Your spirit witness to our spirit, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord our God, oh Lord, search our heart and soul, oh God, this day. If you find any wicked way of error in us, oh God, let it be taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Father God, release your war and angels of war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, as we come touching and agreeing, oh God, on one accord, we're combined faith this morning. Lord, we move, hallelujah, as you move mighty concerning everything that we're concerned about, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and those in our family, oh God, and all that we're concerned about in love, amen. Oh Lord, move mighty on this line, amen. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit, amen, so that we can receive right now great and mighty and miracles of healing, hallelujah, miracles of being delivered and set free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, oh God, out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh God, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, oh God, repented in all our ways, oh God, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, know that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with men of flesh they shall fall short of your glory, amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heal right now. Those of us that came this morning need the healing, oh God, let healing take place, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every tissue, every bone and nerve, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven of today, amen. Oh Lord, hallelujah, and pour our blessings upon the house of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. Oh Father God, we bless your name, God. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have for you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. Hey, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants with the water brooks, so our soul pants with thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts to you, from the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yea, even pines with the course of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, move today, oh God. We declare the crown of victory right now. Let this be our voice cry on today, amen. Let the fire burn everly and creepy in us, amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. As we enter in today, oh God, for your word said, hallelujah, all things come to the believer who prays, amen. We come praying and believing on today, oh God. Oh, and all that we breathe today, oh God, we leave it at the altar on today. We leave it at your feet on today, oh God. We love you, Lord God. We need you right there, oh God, oh God. As we open up our mouth to petition by faith, oh God, we ask that you move speedily, oh God, concerning everything that we petition today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove every delay, oh God, to our healing, to our blessing, oh God, to our breakthrough. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the eyes of the evil watcher. Hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker for our life and those in our family. Amen. We open the ears and stop up the ears of the evil listener right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we put on us the full armor of God, that our hands are coming down to the armor to our feet. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We send the every fiery door of the enemy, as we pick up the shield of Satan and quench every fiery door of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We pray for the lost this morning, amen. We pray for the children all around the world, every nation, amen. That you would heal the land, oh God.
God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, living God, have your way in us. Have your way in our home. Have your way right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, and lead us in prayer. Amen. That we will hear from our Holy Father and receive divine instructions. Amen. In directions for our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to operate, oh God, with your wisdom, oh God. Lead us through this day, amen. In rivers of worship, oh God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God. Lord, bless us in our going and coming out today, oh God. And those that are traveling on the road today, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now, amen. We come against hallelujah right now. Every attack of the enemy, oh Lord, amen. Oh, Father God, hey, call it on all shot fire. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pillows, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every vehicle that we may enter into, hallelujah, as a driver or a passenger. Every road, every street, every highway, my Lord, my God, every airway, amen, every seat, every building, place, or home, everywhere our feet may tread. We pray the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare on our faith today, hallelujah, and combine faith. Wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. We decree and declare by faith that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say, thank you. My Lord, my God, we come against every hindrance still on the line, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, spirit of manipulation, every spirit of wrath and anger, every spirit of bitterness and resentment. My Lord, my God, every spirit of accuser of the brethren, every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, inflammation, virus, and infirmity. We come against every lying spirit, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of fear, worry, and doubt, every spirit of oppression and depression. We come against every gossip spirit, and we command you to teach your words and die up and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of poverty, lack, and death, amen. And we command you to teach your words and die up and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the cry right now, my faith, hurry that we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, and we will not be the not, amen. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, who will call heirs to the kingdom of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we give it all over to you right now. We decree that by faith, amen, hallelujah, that our prayers will not be earthbound, that they will ascend into the supernatural realm, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you as we enter in this day, oh God, this morning, Father God, as a family, amen, hallelujah. We pray in Jesus' name, Father God. This is the way for us, our Lord. This is a door for us all today, oh God. Anything that is coming against our mind today that causes us to think otherwise, oh God. Oh Lord, let there be a purifying and a sanctifying of our mind and thoughts on today, oh God. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen. Lord, we thank you for your word, oh God, as we read your word in the book of Philippians on today, oh God. Hallelujah, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word and wisdom to apply to our daily life, that we live a life that is upright and pleases in our sight, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let the scripture take heart and manifest in our acts, oh God. Hallelujah. That we'll walk in peace, I'll sleep in peace, amen. Operate in peace, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because we keep our minds stayed on you, for your will that should keep us in perfect peace, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Help us to lean not to our own understanding, but to seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you. Glory to your name, God. We bless your name, Father God. We declare and declare by faith today that if it's so, there shall be no other way. Hallelujah. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over every prayer right now, and we'll go forward in the prayer we just prayed. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things to fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Hallelujah. We come believing on today. Come on, family.
Give God all praise, glory, and honor right now. Open up your mouth, hallelujah, and just thank him right now, right where you are, because it's God that has kept you and not yourself. Everything that you did to be here, but God decided, amen, hallelujah, for your life, and the life of your children, the life of your husband, the life of your wife, the life of your friends, to keep us another day, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may have another angel in your heart, but you're still here, amen. Hallelujah, you may need something, but you're still here. You have a lot to shout about right now because God is still able. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of our and strength, oh God, right now. Hallelujah, your children, our mothers and brothers and sisters, amen, our nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles and cousins, amen, our grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, oh God. We pray, we lift them up right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are breath in our body, oh God, as you can breath life into us, and we just want to say thank you. You know the beginning to the end, oh God. For you are the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. All begins with you and all ends with you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. You know where we come for today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this prayer line. You have given us this opportunity. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Glory to your name, God. We call it over thank you, Lord. Come on now, let's pray God right now. We break every chain, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are free, and we are free indeed. How many of y'all feel free today? How many know that you're free today? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name,
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Welcome, family. Welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Amen. We all can hear each other this morning, so if you just open up your mouth and just good morning to your family. Hallelujah.
Good morning, family.
Good blessed morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Every time I'm going to call your name, family, and we want to know how you're doing and how you've been. Hallelujah. And I have to close the line up so that we can hear everybody this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gill, God, and Aunt T. Ruth, and may God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
All right, Mother. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How you
good
doing?
Good morning.
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
Amen. Glory to God. We doing good. Good to hear your voice. Aunt T. Ruth, may we love you so much. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are doing wonderful. Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Good to hear your voice this morning. Cousin Brenda Gale and Terry today, we love y'all so much. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hey, Clancy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning, closed on my right mind, and I'm doing great this morning. I'm feeling well, and thank you for that wonderful prayer, and I love everybody on the line.
Amen.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, too. God bless you. We thank God for you, Aunt Cassie. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Doing good. How are you this morning?
Good morning to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing? How you been over there?
We're doing pretty good over here. And thank God for waking us up this morning. Thank you.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm going to call out this phone number. I don't know it. It's 318-224-3513.
Good morning. This is Pat.
Pat, Patricia?
Hello? Yes.
Is this Patricia? Patricia Scott.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Welcome. We haven't heard your voice in a while. How you doing? How you been?
Well, I'm getting better.
Amen.
I know I've been off the grid for a minute, just was going through with my body, and I just felt like all I can say is God is good. They found out what was wrong with my back, and, you know,
amen.
The insurance companies, they got a battle, but I tell you, the Lord, there was this lady that was at the insurance place, and she was trying to get it approved for me to go to the spine doctor, and it took a while, but she kept in touch with me, and finally she called me and told me that they had approved it, and so I went over there last week, and my spine was out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what was causing all of the pain and the spasms, and I tell you, God is so good. So they're going to do an infusion on my back on the 23rd. But he did give me something to kind of calm the nerves down because it was just
mm-hmm.
affecting other parts of my body. And
mm-hmm.
I tell you, it was just a blessing, you know, to be able to find out what was wrong. But one thing I learned from that process, you cannot tell God how to do it. You can say what you don't want, but it's God that makes the decision. It's God that has to put the people in place that you need in order for your healing to come sometime. And I went a long time just praying and asking God to heal my back, heal my legs, because I couldn't hardly walk. But I tell you, God has people that he wants to use, that he
that's
uses,
right.
that you know what's going on with you. And I just thank the Lord for that. I truly, truly do. It was a battle, but God won it. That's all I know.
Jesus, Jesus.
Thank the Lord for you all, because I know even though I wasn't on there, you all were praying for me.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank the Lord for you all. I truly, truly do for your prayers.
Yes, Lord.
We just got to wait sometimes patiently on God to line up everything, you know. And so I thank him. So he found it. He's going to give me an infusion in my back. And he was just, you know, he said, "Now, I don't know if this is permanent." He said, "But you know, if not, we'll just go in and line it up and put two screws in there to hold it, you know." But I tell you, one thing I learned: you cannot tell God how to do it. And so I thank and praise the Lord for, in my ignorance, you know, sometimes we want things done our way and our
mm-hmm.
time. But God, sometimes it's not like that, you know. But we have to just wait patiently on God to do whatever he needs to do concerning us. So I just thank the Lord for that.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to hear your voice and know that God has spoken out. Amen. And we decree and declare healing over you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory over the procedure as they go in. Amen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. That it will stand the test of all time. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's concerning your daughter. Hallelujah. Every doctor, nurse, and medical staff that was sealed by your daughter, oh God. Let your ordained ones come forward, oh God. Hallelujah. We counsel every assignment of the wicked one. Amen. That they will not see your paperwork nor your face. Amen. They will not even know that you are there. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless the holy name. Lord, we pray that you would continue to strengthen your daughter, oh God. Let joy overtake her right now. Unspeakable joy. Know that you are God and God alone that can do all things but fail. And we just want to say thank you and we love you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. I know exactly what you're going through. I've been dealing with this for a long time. Hallelujah. My back and in my legs and excruciating pain that I went through with all the and still in the heart just trying to walk. I trust me, I know that pain and I have it today, but I just believe and trust God to push you through the pain, you know, just trying to find something to alleviate, put them away for the insurance company to approve it. And I still wasn't going to approve me to go to the spine doctor. I'm going to a chiropractor. I'm going to pain management. So I know. Oh my God, that pain is excruciating. It is horrible.
Yes,
so I sympathize with you, and we'll continue to lift you up in the name of Jesus. Amen. And know that there's power in agreement. So don't stay off the line. Call in if you just put the phone on speaker. Hallelujah. There's power in agreement, and we touch and agree with you on today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless you, God. Keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. I don't know this number, 601 area code. I think this is Sister Karen. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. I'm blessed.
Good morning.
I thank God. My husband is doing fine. We're going
amen.
Through some, but God's going to bring us through. I just trust
amen.
God. I know
yes,
I'm a cry baby.
My Lord.
Like
you
say, hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
anyhow,
you,
my Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
We went through something this week.
My
we went through something this week that he had to have something to heal his bones and his neck. And it was $648. And I told the man that we weren't able to pay that. And he gave me a number. And my husband got it around his neck. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Who shot that body? Who shot that? Yes, Lord. Waymaker, God. Waymaker. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
this
you.
This is a waymaking thing. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Great. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
We bless your name. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. I'm praying for you and your family daily here. So we pray the strength of the Lord for you and your husband. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know this number,
808-729-7994. That's my number. This is
Erlene. God bless you, Sister Erlene. How you doing? How you been?
I'm doing really, really good. I'm just listening to those beautiful testimonies from the ladies, and what an awesome God we serve. Knowing that he's got this. He's got our back.
Yes.
Everything
Amen.
Is in God's timing. No matter what we're
yes.
going through, he's right there with us. So you ladies
Amen.
Be encouraged because God got this. And I'm
yes,
thanking
Lord.
God for the day and another chance at life. And I'm truly, truly grateful. Bless my family
yes.
on the line. Love you guys.
Yes.
Take care and have a
love
blessed
you too, God. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. It's so good to hear you on the line again. Amen. And you, and I like the joy that's in your voice. We know that the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy is in the strength of the Lord. So God bless you. Amen. Richly. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I believe this is Aunt Bernstein. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, good morning to everyone. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Thanks to the Lord for this day. And I'm thankful, thankful every day, glory. Hallelujah. I love you all.
Amen. We love you too, Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. And God continue to strengthen you. So good to always hear your voice on the line. I know when you probably called in, the system said that it wasn't a prayer. It was nothing until 9 hours. I said, wait a minute, something went wrong. So I had to go back in and fix it. So I know that's why you're normally at the top, but that's what happened. Amen. But
that's
thank God you didn't give up. You called back. Amen. God bless you. I love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Dorita, Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Dorita, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I can't hear her. I know that's her number, 219-487-5559.
Yes, you can hear me now.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You hear me
God
now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I thank the Lord for waking me this morning to a brand new day. And I want to tell the family that I'm doing good in my body. And I hope they feel like I feel. And I love everybody. Amen.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. But God continue to strengthen you each and every day. Hallelujah. Love to hear your voice, Cousin Dorita. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama, Carolyn, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
One second, my TV came on by itself. Good blessed morning to everybody. I'm doing good. Can't complain. Because guess what? He woke me up this morning. So I'm
yes,
doing
Lord.
Good. Amen, amen.
Amen.
And grateful
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mama. So good to have you on the line this morning. Mama, God has kept you. I pray God continue to bless you, keep you, and strengthen you all the days of your life. Amen. God bless you, Mama.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning, my beautiful family. All is well. God is good. Thank God for all the praise reports. And we just know that continue trusting in God and having faith. And I just thank you all. I'm out busy delivering flowers, so if I don't get a chance to give my my prayer request is for everyone on the line and all around just to be well and to be healthy. And I thank God for you, Kyrenika, and for the continuance of this prayer line. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that God will continue to guide you and direct you and save you all the days of your life. We pray for long life. Pray that God will bless you with a good health and strength and a long life. Amen. That your latter days will be greater than your beginnings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all is well with you. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love
amen.
You so much, and we thank God for
love
you. Amen. We're so glad to have you in our family. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Aunt Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing good. My heart is just filled with joy this morning. Hearing my family knowing that they're all doing well, and it just makes me happy. So I'm blessed. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Good to have you back on the line. We missed you. We pray God continue to strengthen you, bless you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, strengthen you. Hallelujah. We love you so much, Aunt Eliza Jane. Take good care of yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good to hear everybody's, that God has kept us. Amen. And I just thank God for keeping us. How many of us know that God to be a keeper? So we thank you, Father God, for keeping us. Amen. And protecting those and all that we love and concerned about. Hallelujah. So much going on in this world. Huh. But we thank God for his hedge of protection. I pray for the hedge of protection of the Lord our God to be around us and our family members. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I've been doing fine. Just like Pat was saying, as far as her back, you all, I've been dealing with my back. That I thank God. If, you know, I just say hallelujah anyhow and trust in God in the process of it all. And so we just thank God. And today I do want to pray. A lot of times I forget to pray for myself. Amen. But today I want to lift today. My husband has a little girl, and she's 5 years old, and she's in the hospital. She was hospitalized last night for pneumonia. So I definitely want to make sure I lift her up and have you all lift her up. Her name is Chloe. She's 5 years old. And so she's hospitalized at this time, but we're trusting God for the turnaround immediately, amen, speedily, amen. And we just thank God right now. And those of us that are needing the healing and those that we know that need the healing, we know God to be a healer. We know God to be a way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, amen. So we're going to stand on the word of God today. Those of us that are needing the healing, trusting God for the healing, we ask that God will work miracles of healing in our body, hallelujah, in our mind, because people are dealing with mental illness. And a lot of times we forget that mental illness as well is a sickness, and we can't disregard it, you know, because people are dealing with mental illness, and mental illness affects the whole body, amen? It affects the whole body. So we have to make sure that we are praying for our minds, amen, and the mind of our family members and loved ones. Because everything, it starts in the mind. It's a seed that is planted that grows in the mind, and it manifests itself in our actions. So we have to pray for our mind. And that's something I do want to pray about today is mental illness. Amen. Hallelujah. It is real and it is true. And that's where the enemy attacks us at, is in our mind. Amen. So today, you all, our scripture is going to come from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, amen, verse 4. Four through seven. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. And I'm coming out the King James Version. The Bible says, starting in chapter 4 of the book of Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Verse 5 says, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What the Bible is saying, family, is when we look at verse 4, it seems strange that a man in prison, this is Apostle Paul speaking, that a man in prison would be telling a church to rejoice. But Apostle Paul's attitude teaches us an important lesson. Our inner attitudes do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. Amen. Apostle Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened to him, Jesus Christ was with him. Amen. How many of us know that Jesus Christ is with us? Hallelujah. Those that believe and have received him as your Lord and Savior, that we can rejoice right now, even while we're going through. See, several times in this letter that Apostle Paul wrote of the Philippians, Apostle Paul urged the Philippians to be joyful, probably because they needed to hear this. See, it's easy to get discouraged about unpleasant circumstances or to take unimportant events too seriously. If you haven't been joyful lately, you may not be looking at life from the right perspective. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know that God is with you, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. When we look at verse 5, ultimate joy, you all, comes from Christ, the
dwelling within us. Christ is near, and as his second coming, we will fully recognize this ultimate joy. He who lives within us will fulfill his final purposes for us. Amen? That's something to be joyful about this morning. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 5, we are to be gentle, reasonable, fair-minded, and charitable to those outside the church and not just to the fellow believers. Amen? See, this means we are not to seek revenge against those who treat us unfairly, nor are we to be overly vocal about our personal rights. Amen? Hallelujah. I want us to imagine never being anxious. When we look at verse 6 and 7, and about anything, being anxious about anything, it seems like an impossibility. See, we all have worries, hallelujah, on our jobs, in our homes, at the school, but Apostle Paul's advice is to turn our worries into prayers. Amen? Do you want to worry less? That is a question. Amen? Then pray more. Hallelujah. Whenever you start to worry, stop and pray. Hallelujah. Know that God is able. Amen? When we look at verse 7, God's peace is different from the world's peace. Hallelujah. True peace is not found in positive thinking, in absence of conflict, you are, or in good feelings. It comes from knowing that God is in control. Hallelujah. See, our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure. Our destiny is set, and we can have victory over sin. Amen. Let God's peace today guard your heart against any anxiety, amen, that you may be feeling or having in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer right now, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you will bless the readers and the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We stand on the word of God on today. Amen. We stand on God's word. He says heaven and earth would disappear before his word comes back void. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. And we're going to start with cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and me. God bless you. Go ahead.
What is your prayer request, Mother? You got a prayer request for God this morning?
Got a what?
A prayer request.
I thank him because he woke me up this morning, closed me in my right mind.
Yes, Lord.
Got me.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful and blessing each and every one. And expect there's some sick, some in the hospital.
Yes, my Lord. Help, Lord.
Bed of sickness. Bless them, Lord. Heal them.
Yes, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Yes, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Old
Amen,
stomach.
Amen, Lord.
A little bit sometimes, but I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Go away and stay away.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It's just what they're overfeeding and I overeat. So I'm seeking a cut iron on that and I won't have to be arguing about how much you're getting and how much.
Yes, God.
No. I don't want to be arguing and fussing. Nobody.
My Lord. Amen.
You don't want your children fussing and arguing. So I ask
Jesus,
take it away from me.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
You tell them. Months ago, that Mama and Dogger lost.
Yes, God.
I'm supposed to be fussing.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
I put an end to it. I don't.
Yes, Lord.
Last night.
Amen.
Yes, God.
So, thank people loving and kind to each other. And
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's like that right. Come back.
Yes, Lord.
Remember.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Yes, Lord.
It's one of them. No more walking. No more. No more pulling.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Good morning, family. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I feel
good
like
morning.
I've
God
already. Nothing more than a good prayer. Calling on
yes,
the Lord. I just bless his name.
Amen.
I got this put in my lap this morning. I done already dressed it. So my prayer is
Jesus.
God was going to heal it. By his stripes, she is healed from the top of her head
Amen.
To the top of her feet. She's talking
yes,
about last night I was feeding her her snack, and she really didn't want a snack. So she seems to have got a little upset about it because I say, okay, you got to keep some meat on these bones, so eat up, eat up. So
mm-hmm.
I ask for more prayer for my patience and my discernment, and this is new to her.
Yes, Lord.
So God help us both. I'm trying
yes,
to do the
Lord.
Best I can, and I just want her to let her know that I love her with all my heart, and she continue to help me, and God help me, and we're going to make it. We're going to make it.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come combining our faith with the faith of your daughters this day, Father God. Lord, you know all things, Father God. You're all-seeing, all-knowing, God, everywhere, God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move mighty concerning your daughters right now. Let peace be still, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the heart of our mother, God, in our heart, oh God, to operate with peace and patience and love and wisdom. Amen. Lord, Father God, let it be God, oh God. Hallelujah with your word, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, concerning everything that she's concerned about it, that she's a part of. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray healing and strength to the body, oh God, of your daughters. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we bless your name, Father God. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you both. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name, God. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Ain't classy? God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm asking the whole family this morning that let's go in prayer for Tawanika. She pray for us. So when we get off the line, we all want to go and want to call and pray for her and pray for Pat. Pray for Doretha.
Yes, ma'am.
Just pray for everybody
yes,
that need prayers. But we thank you for praying for us, Tawanika. So we're going to try to send up a prayer for you today. That God will just touch you and heal your body. Thank God.
Yes, Lord, right now.
For today. Thank you.
Yes, God. Amen. I receive
thank
it
you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we come together this day, amen.
Yes,
I'm going to open up
yes,
your eyes this morning so I can hear your voice as we come together in prayer today. Hallelujah. Father God, as they come
hallelujah.
Together, amen, as my Aunt Classy has hallelujah, petition in prayer today, that we all come together, hallelujah, to strengthen
yes,
me, Father God,
yes,
and heal me in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
I deliver
please,
me,
Father
Lord. God, anything that's not of you, Father God, in the
what
name of
God,
Jesus Christ.
Know
amen.
You
Lord,
yeah,
we know you
yeah.
to be a way
yeah.
maker, God, oh God. We know you to be a God that can heal
yeah.
all things, amen. We know that you're a God that is able, oh God.
Red
we know that you're a living God, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. As we come trusting in the dead, oh God, as they have declared today, oh God, by healing, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As they declare today, oh God, by the living God that is living right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, say, pray for me, oh God. Let it be done unto them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings
Amen. I tell you what, whenever I hear your voice,
Hey, Vera, and when you say I enjoy the prayer line, when times when I feel like I don't have the strength, I always hear your voice and Aunt Vernon's theme voice. I enjoy the prayer line. Oh, I look forward to it, and it really gives me the strength to keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus, even when I'm dealing with so much in my home, in ministry, and just it's a lot, or in my body. I always hear your voice, hallelujah, and I thank God for the strength. Amen. And God uses you, amen, for me. And you don't even know how much that means to me. So God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your children to you this day, your daughters. Amen. Laverne, hallelujah, Mother Vera. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name as we come together as a family that you will move mighty in everything that's concerning them and anything that the enemy, amen, has attached to them. Let it be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I sever all ties of the enemy right now. Amen. I speak blessing. I call you blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call you healed. I call you delivered and set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, bless the latter days greater than their beginnings. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Multiply them with thy goodness and thy favor, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you both in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Cousin Pat, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Patricia, Scott, go ahead.
Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Yes, I tell you, sometimes you think you're the only one going through something, but I just know to be mindful to pray for you because I tell you, it's a difficult thing to go through, you know. So I will be mindful to pray for you. I'm glad AT Classy said that because I tell you, you are a person, you know, and you go through things. And we do have to be mindful to pray for you. So we just lift you up to the Lord. We trust him.
Thank you, Lord.
God is not going to leave you because you're just a blessing to the ministry, and we thank the Lord for you. So definitely be mindful to pray for you. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Father God, for your daughter.
One
more thing.
I want to ask special prayer for my cousin, Assad. You had mentioned about mental illness, and he's been kind of going through mental illness over the past 2 or 3 years. And mental illness is a real thing. It's a real thing. And I tell you, I know it's going to take God to do it, you know. So, but, you know, he had left home on vacation. His mind got bad, and he got really paranoid. And so they were trying to get him back. He wouldn't go back on the plane, different things like that, but I tell you, God got him home safely. And so, yes, we do need to be mindful of those that are suffering with mental illness.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We lift him up right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, your son, this day, Father God. Lord, we pray right now to call upon your Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Lord, we pray that you will heal the mind of your son, oh God, right now. We command you, Satan, to loose your hold off his mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uproot every seed that the enemy has planted in his mind to cause destruction, paranoia, bipolar, depression, or whatever it is. We uproot that seed right now. Hallelujah. With the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that it is destroyed right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over his mind right now that protects him. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers his mind and protects him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help his mind, oh God. Hallelujah. Help him to keep his mind stayed on you, that you will keep him in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the testimony. Amen. That's going forward right now as we're praying that you're already moving, that you're already answering concerning your son, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you. Oh Lord, we ask that you continue to bless your daughter, Patricia, that you continue to heal her body, that you continue to strengthen her, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, that even right now, God, before she even go in, oh God, that you're already moving. Amen. We pray for her back, her spine right now. Amen. Her legs to be strengthened. We pray for a restoration, oh God, of every ligament. Amen. Every tissue, every bone, every nerve right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let restoration come in alignment to her body right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with our combined faith on this line today that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you on today. Amen. God bless your life. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister, so we say Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead. Sister Sharon.
Good morning, one more time in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I
yes,
can
Lord.
Say God is good all the time.
You see,
I know God will answer prayers. So he gave that choice to cry because God is good all the time. And I'm asking for prayer for my husband. We're going back next week to the spinal doctor. And pray for my co-worker, Ms. Moore, in the name of Jesus. And pray for the prayer line, because thank God for this prayer line, because it has sent me so much. And I just thought, Tapanika, I'm praying for you because you do
thank
so
you.
Much. God's going to bless
thank
you.
You.
Well,
oh, holy
keep
God.
On
thank
praying.
You, Lord.
Keep on doing the work of the Lord, Tapanika.
Lord, receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. To God. And hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Father God. We call upon your name, O Lord, for your word says that when the righteous cry out, O God, you deliver them from all of their troubles, O God. So we ask in Jesus' name as we lift up, hallelujah, Brother Gordon, is through, O God. As we lift up, O God, hallelujah, all that your daughter is petitioning in prayer, O God. We lift her up as well, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you move mighty, O God. Oh, Lord, we know you'll be a way maker, God. Make a way out of no way, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, O God, Lord, for divine intervention right now. It's would divinely intervene, oh God, and turn it all around for the good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We know you'd be a God of turmoil, oh God. Turn it around right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of that. Lord, we pray for miracles of healing right now, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your home, over your husband, all that you're concerned about, and all that you're petitioning and praying by faith today. And we decree and declare that it's covenant protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of that. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We count every assignment of Satan and his agent concerning you, concerning everyone in your family, amen, and all that your mother is concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, help us to operate according to the fruits of your spirit, oh God, that all we're seeing, oh, that she is a child of God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let us be with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, that she will speak a word, oh God, and it shall be established, oh God, in this earth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Sharon Gordon. Thank you for the life, health, and strength of her husband right now, God. Thank you for the life, health, and strength of her friend, oh God, that she's praying for this day, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We need your glory right now,
thank
God. Your kind of glory. Let it be released on this line right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We love
thank
you.
You.
We give
thank
it all over to you right
you.
Now. And it's in Jesus'
thank
name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and
amen.
God bless you. God keep you.
Ooh,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep
you,
Sister Gordon. We love
you
so much. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Erlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Each other lifted up in prayer and be encouraged knowing that God is in control. And everything is at his time. So be encouraged and wait on God. We'll be all right. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come in agreement, oh God, with your daughter this day, oh God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for continued prayer life, oh God, that we will all, oh God, have a prayer life, oh God, hallelujah, that is worthy unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, that you will, hallelujah, 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 use us, oh God, mighty, oh God, to pray for those in our family, oh God, to stand in the gap, amen, and intercede, oh God, on behalf of our family members and loved ones, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for you called us to intercede, oh God, then we will stand, hallelujah, operating the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, Lord, let us have continued protection, oh God, for us and those in our family, oh God, let continued blessings and favor flow in our life, amen, and your goodness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, Lord, increase us in patience, oh God, increase us, oh God, increase our faith right now to receive the miracles, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Lord, that we have, hallelujah, the resurrection power working on the inside, oh God. And we just want to say thank you and we love you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless your daughter, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen her, oh God, and comfort, oh God, that she will walk according to your word, oh God, that she will truly be blessed all the days of her life. Let her latter days be greater than her beginnings, oh God. Bless her beyond her greatest expectations, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Protect her, oh God, and all that you love and concerned about, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, Sister Earlene, that you are on the line. Cousin Earlene, I don't know what part of the family, but I thank you, and I thank God for you. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ain't done a thing. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning again. Ann won't be on the prayer line this morning because she had to work at the poll. And I want to special prayer out for Renee Fair, who is a longtime friend of ours, and she's into a coma, and I'm asking for special prayer for the Lord to bring her out of this coma. And I want to say to Bonnie, to her to stay safe in health and strength and a long life for taking care of my sister, for Brenda Gale, for Gloria and Jack and Terry.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power.
For you and your family.
Yes, sir.
And I always love you all of your life. And I always pray for you.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come in agreement, oh God, with our combined faith this morning, oh God. Believing and trust you, Father God, for all that we pray for, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, as we come, oh God, touching and agreeing according to your word, oh God. We'll be a two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing that you are in the midst, oh God. And whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that you would do, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would continue to strengthen your daughter. Amen. Lord, we pray for her name as we lift her up right now, Father God. Lord, we know you, God, that is able to do all things. Lord, we pray for miracles of healing, oh God. We pray that you would divinely intervene, oh God, and turn it around, oh God, right now, God, even as she is in a coma right now, Father God, that you will wake her up, healed, delivered, and set free, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray that you will continue to strengthen body, that you will continue, oh God, that she will operate according to your knowledge and wisdom, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we lift up Ann on today, Father God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless us, favor, oh God, director and guide and keeper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, for we know you to be a keeper, oh God. And Lord, we ask you to continue to keep our sister, our friend, our cousin, our aunt right now, Bernadette, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your hedge of protection, oh God, be around her and her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children to come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare with our combined faith this morning that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Aunt Bernadette, we love you so much. I thank God for you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, family, again. I want to say I love everybody. And on 6 o'clock in the morning, I put my entire family on the prayer line. And don't think you're not being painful because I'm on more than one prayer line. And I put all my family on the prayer line. And I want you to pray for our children, our grandchildren, The Lord will keep on blessing
them.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, amen. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come, oh God, combining our faith with faith your daughter this day on one accord. And Lord, as she's petitioning faith, believing you, God, to do it, oh God, as we lift up our children, oh God, not just our children and grandchildren, but children around the world, oh God. We pray their protection, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would bless the children, oh God. Continued blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cancel every assignment that the enemy has against our children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call by faith our children blessed and favored and protected by the Lord our God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will operate with wisdom and knowledge that comes from you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you favor our children, amen, and we just want to say thank you for your favor, thank you for your protection, thank you for your blessing, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that every need is met right now for our children and grandchildren and those around the world right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we love you. We declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you, Dorita. We love you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Mama Carol, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hello again. My prayer today is pray for you too. I continue praying for you, for your healing, your strength. I pray for all the angels on the line, the ones that's going through sickness, and the help one that's in good health. Pray for my family, my children. I just pray for all my family members and for healing. Pray for, and I want to say a prayer for myself too, that I'm not going to claim it, but they say for sugar, that my glucose, I eat too much sweet, but pray that my test is not where I won't have to be taking on shots or pills for diabetes. So those are my prayers for today.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, one more prayer.
Just
pour his daddy up in prayer. He got COVID. So, you know, she's been crying and everything. So that's my prayer for today. Amen.
Father God, we thank you. Amen. Father God, we thank you as we come together today with our combined faith, the faith of your daughter this day. Oh God, we ask you to move mighty in all that you petition this morning by faith, oh Lord. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you'll move, hallelujah, even right now, oh God, that you will move every way in which way the enemy is trying to operate. We close every door that the enemy has been operating through right now to cause sickness, confusion, division, hurt, pain, discomfort right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask that you open up doors in the life of your daughter that will bring blessings, that will bring healing, that will bring peace, oh God, opportunities, oh God, that you have placed in her life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against diabetes, amen. Any prognosis of diabetes, any diagnosis of, hallelujah, right now, diabetes, right now, we decree and declare that her prognosis is life and good life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up right now, Corey's father, right now, we decree and declare healing over you, over him right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that by his stripes, amen, by Jesus Christ, amen, that he is healed, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask you to continue to move mighty and strong in the life of every family member, amen, that's on the line and those that are not on the line, oh God. We pray for their protection. We pray for their healing. Those that are in a secret place or a hidden place that are dealing with mental illness, hallelujah, sickness in their body, oh God. We pray for them right now. Hallelujah, that you would touch their bodies, amen, that you would touch our bodies, amen, and bring healing, oh God. All we need is a touch from you, oh God. Lord, you send your word, oh God, and we decree and declare by faith that we will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But Lord, we praise you anyhow, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God. Lord, we ask you to continue to keep and strengthen your daughter, oh God, all the days of her life, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that your words continue to be in her mouth, oh God. Not the words of the world, but your word, Father God, that will bring healing, that will bring deliverance, oh God. Hallelujah, that will bring breakthrough, amen. Hallelujah, that will bring peace, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. That will bring freedom, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you, Mother. I love you. I thank God for
you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
God brought you to this life for a reason.
this morning you touched on something that touched my heart. Philippians 4 and 7, I experienced that. Not be anxious about anything. When my son died, I was real anxious. And my mind was just tumbling around. And God shut that mind down for about a week. Didn't remember. And then I think he shut it down to heal my heart. To not my heart. It's almost broken. But when you read the scriptures this morning, 4 and 7, and it brought back all of that to me. And after it was shut down for a while, I came back to myself, and then he brought peace to me. And I think that was. Shut the mind down to heal the heart, and after the heart was somewhat healed, I found peace where I wasn't anxious. So that scripture this morning just touched my heart and brought that back, and I want to thank you for that. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because of just memories, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up your daughter this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen her guide, oh God. We ask that you continue to use her, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. Even for the stranger, oh God, that she would speak your word, amen, with boldness and confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. We ask for your hedge of protection around her children, oh God, great grandchildren, great grandchildren, those children to come, oh God. We pray, oh God, amen, that they truly will be blessed by you, Father God. We pray, oh God, the favor, oh God, upon the life of your daughter. Continue favor, continue blessings, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask that you continue to comfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you, oh God. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your home, all that's in it, amen. All that you have and all that you will have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you and all that you love, amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. I pray the joy of the Lord upon you and in you right now. Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you so much. And Eliza Jane. Amen. My petition and prayer, as I said earlier, is for my husband's daughter, our daughter, Chloe. Praise that God will divinely intervene right now and turn it all around. Amen. We know God to be the God of turnaround. We know God to heal. But we call on God to heal this day. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to pray for my marriage. My marriage is going through some things in my marriage. But I thank God for God's strength. So I just lift up my marriage on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I lift up my husband that God will touch his mind, touch his heart. Amen. Right now, right where he is, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I pray that God will divinely intervene on my behalf and all that's on the line today. And whatever that we're facing and those that we love are facing, our children, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, and loved ones, that God will divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for health and wealth for all that's in the family. I mean, wellness of life, wellness, good health and strength, that we will live a good, healthy life in the name of Jesus Christ, that there will be no lack, amen, and God's goodness operating through and about our life, that we would be in a place of forgiving, amen, and leaning not to our own understanding, hallelujah, but seeking first God's kingdom and all his righteousness and allow the word of God to be used in our life, that we would not just hear the word. Hallelujah, you see the word, amen, but we will actually apply the word, because whatever you get in you, that's what will come out of you, amen. Whatever you get in you the most, amen, that's what will come out of you. I want to pray this morning, hallelujah, and I know y'all noticed the time is a little over, but I thank God that God told me to set the timer on this line today through the system. It will give you 90 minutes so that we wouldn't run out. Amen. There will be more people on the line. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit that directs and guides us, those who, of us that believe. So this morning, let us pray as we enter in. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we come this day combining our faith, oh God, hallelujah, with each one on the line today, oh God, we lift and amen. As I speak, oh God, according to your word, when your word says, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the green, there you are in the midst. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I lift up your daughters this day, Brenda Gale. I lift up your daughter, Ruth Renee. I lift up your daughter, Crossy, your daughter, Laverne, your daughter, Vera, your daughter, Pat, your daughter, Sharon, your daughter, Earlene, your daughter, Bernstein, your daughter, Teresa, but your daughter, Carol, your daughter, Kim, amen, your daughter, Liza Jane, your daughter, hallelujah, Anne, oh God, I lift them up today, oh God. And Lord, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, as we combine our faith, oh Lord, that you will move mighty, oh God, it's hallelujah. I pray, oh God, that supernatural strength, oh God, be in the life, hallelujah, and the helping, oh God, in the operation of your daughters this day, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we pray for supernatural strength, supernatural blessing and favor that cometh from you, oh God, supernatural healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us operate according to your wisdom and knowledge, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us to get out of the way, oh God, so that you may have your way, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, all that we petition and pray this morning, oh God, we thank you that you're already answering, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your word, oh God, for in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God forever, oh Lord. Your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations, oh God. He, God, sent his word and heal them, amen, and deliver them from all their destruction. We decree and declare that it's so upon our family, oh God, this day, and in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we will not be moved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, oh God, for we have go after the kingdom, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. When the Bible says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me, Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, and Lord, that you sent your word, oh God, to heal us. Oh Lord, it will not return to you, Lord, oh God, but it shall accomplish what it pleases, oh God, and it shall prosper in the thing for which it was sent, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. And he, the word created in John 17 and 4. Hallelujah, we have glorified you on the earth, oh God. We have completed the work you have sent us to do, oh God. And on the cross, the word cried out, it is finished, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we can stand on your word that it is finished, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, we bless your name. And he, God, has already said, I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it, oh God. We stand on your word today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord Jesus, we come to you now, according to your word written in John 15 and 7 and 8. And Father, we thank you for your word. And we know, oh God, that your word is true. Lord, your word says that if we, hallelujah, abide in you, and your words abide in us, oh God, that we will ask you, and what we, hallelujah, we desire, it shall be done for us. And by the hallelujah, and by this, our Father is glorified, that we will bear much fruit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. So we will be your disciples, oh God. So now we come to you according to Matthew 18, Father, in agreement. We ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to give us, hallelujah, our desires according to John 15, 7 and 8. So you, Heavenly Father, will be glorified according to John 16 and 23, because your word says that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, you will give us, oh God. We come in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we ask your God to give us these things now. Oh Lord, we lift up Chloe on today. Chloe, maiden, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you would touch your child today, oh God. Oh Lord, we command, hallelujah, the fever to cease in, oh God. We command the fluid in the lungs, hallelujah, to dissipate right now. And loose her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose her from pneumonia. We loose her from fever. We loose her from aching pain. We loose her right now, anything that the enemy set against our body. We bind her to healing. We bind her to the will of God. We bind her, oh God, to the mind of Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, according to John 16 and 23, we ask you now, God, to give us and those that we pray for today and all that's on the line according to your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, 13 and 14 to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will. Hallelujah, any destiny for our lives, oh God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any door that needs to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open up any door that needs to be opened, whether spiritual or natural in our lives right now, and those in our family, those that we're petitioning prayer today. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person, oh God, that we pray for today, including myself, oh God, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we counsel every assignment of Satan to come against our minds and those in our family. Oh Lord, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ and cover our minds with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we may operate according to the mind of Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Give us this day our daily bread, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We say thank you enough, but yet shall we thank you. We decree and declare victory on the line today for the life of our children and in our lives, victory over our homes, victory over all that we have and all that we will have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. According to John 14, 13 and 14, as we pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name to protect us and everyone that we prayed for today and those in our family and for our homes, cars, lands, properties, vehicles, animals, pets, workplaces, finances, church, business, and ministries, and all that you place us, oh God, in charge of. Oh Lord, keep us from any harm and destruction, pestilence, disease, and distress, and stress, and natural disasters, attacks of the enemy directly or indirectly, evil people that we not be taken advantage of, trickery of any type, dysfunctionality, distractions, illusions, deception, fears of any undue hardship. Lord God, calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, becoming the sons of God and daughters of God. Calls us to realize it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Protect us, oh God, on our right and on our left, oh God. Be our rearward God and go before us, that we possess the gates of the enemy and take back that was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteous counsel, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all the days of our lives, that our desire and will, hallelujah, will be the accomplishment of your total will in our lives, oh God, word upon word, and precept upon precept, line upon line, to the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hallelujah, the hope of glory, so that we are an honor and a praise unto you all the days of our lives, that our lamps will not be hidden, hallelujah, but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be, hallelujah, be found redeeming the time and the lives of those who will receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, you've called us to be victorious, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, as we hearken to your call, help us to have victorious dominions as your priest kings, your humble servants, and to God be the glory, honor, praise, oh God, in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, ask in Jesus' name that you would touch the mind, oh God, of every man, oh God, and woman, oh God, that you call to lead, oh God, every apostle, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God, every prophet, prophetess, evangelist, preacher, oh God, this day, oh God, that they will operate, that we will operate according to your word, and not our own word, oh God, that we will not add to your word and take away from it, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, I pray the protection, oh God, of your children this day, we pray for the land of Jerusalem and his people, oh God, that you will heal the land, oh God, my Lord, my God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father, as we lift up my husband this day, don't say amen, oh God, we pray that you will strengthen him, oh God, and bind his mind to the mind of Christ right now, that he will operate with the mind of Christ and not according to the world, my Lord, my God, I bind right now, hallelujah, your will, oh God, to his will, that your will may be done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help them on today, oh God. Now, Lord, we bless your name, Father God. Lord, help me, Lord, in all that's on the line. that we will hardly operate according to your word, that we will not leave this line the same way that we called in today, that we will leave, oh God, renewed, oh God, according to your word, restored, oh God, according to your word, oh God, blessed and favored, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, free, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and all that we laid at the altar today, amen, that we leave it at your feet, oh God, and we walk in peace, and we live in peace that you have given us, and not that the world has given, oh God, and we just want to say thank you and we love you, Father. We declare and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now that all things are working together for the good of our life, that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, and that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's blessing and favor, God's mercy and grace, God's protection, God's love, God's peace. Amen. Hallelujah. God's direction. Hallelujah. Instruction. Oh God, we thank you, God, and prosperity is ours. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare by faith, hallelujah, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every prayer that went forth on this line today and all that's been prayed. We decree and declare by faith that it shall be answered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, everybody, let's give God some praise today. Amen. Let's open up our mouth and just thank God right now. If you receive it, hallelujah, shall be unto you and those in your household. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God. We bless the name, Lord. Amen. 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 At this time, I will call your name. If you have anything you want to say, please do so. If not, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll start with you, Cousin Brenda Gill and A.T. Ruth-Tamay. Amen. Go ahead.
We are just so grateful that God has put you in our lives. And
hallelujah.
We pray for you.
Thank you.
The blessings of the Lord our God rest on you and your family.
Amen.
My
I see
God,
Jesus.
And heal your body in the name of Jesus, and by his stripes
yes,
you are healed. And all the
yes,
families
Lord.
On the line, God touch and heal.
Yes,
God. We love
yes,
you so
Lord.
Much. We love you so much. We can't thank
all
God.
Lord.
We just can't thank him enough for you. You have made such
thank
a difference
you.
In our lives. To God be the glory. Amen
yes,
from me
Lord.
And my mama.
Amen.
Amen, mother.
Amen.
Love your family. Amen.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you both. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our glory goes to God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father. Amen. Ain't classy, go ahead.
Amen. And I love
amen.
The whole family that's on the line. Thank God for you, Taiwanese. God bless you and keep
thank
you.
God. Amen. I receive it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. God bless you too. Amen. Class, we love you so much. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Amen. Vera, go ahead.
Thank God for you, Taiwanika. Amen.
Glory. Amen. Glory.
Amen. Thank God for all of you. I enjoy
yes,
that.
Lord. Amen. God bless you both. We love you. Thank God for you both. You all. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see what number this is. 318. Cousin Patricia. Cousin Pat. God bless
yeah,
you. Go ahead.
I just thank the Lord for just being back on the line. I thank the Lord for yes, the Lord. Ministry that God has put us into. You've been a blessing to all of us, and I just thank the Lord for you, and I will continue to pray for you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you too and your household. We love you so much. It's good to have you back on the prayer line.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank God for you, because you
thank
have
you,
had my life. You just don't
Jesus.
Know what happened. It tied my life in the name of Jesus. And I said, keep on doing what you're doing. And
yes,
stay
Lord.
On the prayer line. God going to straighten the bones where they weak. Just stay on
yes,
that.
Amen.
love you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. I love you too. I thank God for you, Sister Sharon. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Cousin Erling, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, and thank God, and continued prayers for each family member on the line, everybody in this world, because we need prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Yes. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Bernstein. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. And I pray for you all the time. And I always love you. Love you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sam Bernstein. I love you so much. And we love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Dorita, go ahead. God bless you.
I want to say God love you. And we love you. And keep on praying those prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We love you too. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama, Carolyn, go ahead. God bless you.
God bless you, and everybody have a great, blessful weekend.
Amen. Amen. You too, Mama. Love you so much. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't a lot to change. God bless you. Go ahead.
We're going to keep praying for Chloe, and God's going to bring Chloe out of this, and you'll have a good report to give us next week on Chloe. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. Amen. Glory to God. We're trusting God. He's moving already concerning Chloe and all that's on the line today. Amen. God bless you, and Elijah Jane. We love you so much. Amen. I pray God will continue to watch over us and bless us all that's on the line today. God will continue to strengthen us in any situation that is not for us, that God will divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. And every curse that the enemy has sent our way, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that God will turn it into a blessing, because we know, Father, that you're able to do all things. Amen. We love you. I thank you all so much again for being on the line today. And we're just going to keep on keeping on and standing on the word of God, coming together as a family, understanding that. Hallelujah, that there's power in agreement, and all things come to the believer who prays. Amen. Hallelujah. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God give to you the desires of your heart. May you have a hope explosion in your life that will change you from the inner core of your being until every day you live with a joyful expectancy that God will invade every hour of your day with his divine purpose. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you, Satan. I love you. God loves you more with me. Remember, Satan is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear
her
say,
well done.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time, all I
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
One. I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living